With me this morning is Mike Stewart. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, it's sifting a little bit here, and we have had some snow, but as I understand it, December was about the warmest and driest it's been in a long time.
It sure has. Across the area, especially up in the Arrowhead, the average temperature in December was about 6 to 8 degrees above normal, which is just an amazing amount for climatology-wise. And it never really... We had a few shots of cold weather for maybe 1 or 2 days, and then it warmed up again into the 20s and low 30s. So similar to what's going to happen this week.
Yeah, what is going to happen this week?
Well, this week we've had our coldest temperatures this morning. We had a lot of temperatures below zero. Today, temperatures are going to be in the 20s. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we're looking at temperatures again up in near 30, maybe again on Friday and Saturday. And then we'll have a cool down at the beginning of next week, it looks like. But right now, we're going to be above normal starting tomorrow, at least 5 to 10 degrees above normal through the rest of the week, which is amazing.
Well, you know, we're not more than a few days away from the John Berger's race, or before they have to make a decision. Are we going to have snow for that?
I hope so. Right now, the monthly outlook for January is, unfortunately, above normal temperatures and near normal precipitation. Oh, maybe slightly above normal precipitation, but if we have above normal temperatures, it may make things a little dicey for the Bear Grease. I just hope we get some snow. I know there's not a lot of snow probably along the parts of the trail there.
Well, it's not too bad, but they mushers like a lot more snow than there is on the ground. And if it just warms up, you know, we got to have this. We got to have the Bear Grease. You know?
Yes,
I want you
do.
To do what you can, Mike.
Come on. We got it. We're going to try our hardest to get that because, yes, we need the Bear Grease. It's a really neat race and really does brings a lot of attention to the area here. And I wish we could get more snow. We're working on it. But in at least the next 2 weeks, we're not looking at any big snows, at least through the middle of next week. Maybe 2 to 3 inch snows, but nothing big that we would like to have.
Well, I noticed that the skiers are out, and so are some of the snowmobilers, so at least they've got some snow to play in. And I guess if that's the way it's going to be. I did notice in a report that I read this morning that Duluth's all-time warmest December was 32 degrees back in 1877, but the caveat was that's when they used to make temperature readings at Lake Superior. Now they do it up at the airport. Is there that much difference?
Yes, there is. It's usually about 4 to 5 degrees difference between the lake, down by the lake, and up over the hill. I live probably about halfway up the hill here in Duluth, and I've noticed my temperatures are about 3 to 4 degrees warmer than it is at the airport. So, yeah, it does make a big difference, especially when you look at older records back before 1940. That's when we moved a lot of our observations out to the airport up over the hill. And there is a big difference. So a lot of our warm records were set down by the lake.
Well, Mike, it's good to talk to you. Do whatever you can for us on the snow scene. We love it up here. And hope to have snowier conditions when the next time we talk to you guys down at the Weather Service.
I hope so, because I know we've heard from a lot of people they want snow. So we're working on the machine.
We're
there.
Not gonna blame you. No, I don't want I don't want any guilt going on here. But you know, we got to talk to you're the people that know what's going on. So that's
right.
Who I'm talking to.
We'll work on it.
Thank you. We've been talking with Mike Stewart. He's a meteorologist at the Duluth office of the National Weather Service.